You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 2, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why African youth turn to decentralized digital activism. Across the African continent, a profound shift in political and social resistance is currently unfolding. Young grassroots organizers and digital activists are gathering to share strategies. At the heart of this movement is the African social movement's Baraza, where people coordinate their efforts. Activists are utilizing decentralized tools to bypass state power. This strategy has become essential in places like Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa. The intersection of technology and protest in Africa has a deep and powerful history. Radio and television fueled early anti-colonial struggles across the continent. However, the mid-2010s marked the birth of a new era of digital resistance. In South Africa, university students mobilized in 2015 under the Fees Must Fall banner to fight a tuition increase. They utilized social media platforms to coordinate nationwide horizontal protests. Consequently, these young people bypassed traditional media gatekeepers. This legacy of defiance mirrors the way workers rising in protest historically demanded systemic change in Southern Africa. By organizing online, youth showed that hierarchical networks were no longer necessary to challenge power. They built a unified front that relied on collective consensus. Ultimately, this foundational moment proved that virtual networks could translate into massive physical movements. It paved the way for the sophisticated tools utilized today. Furthermore, these digital platforms democratized the flow of information. They allowed marginalized groups to document police actions in real time. This practice minimized the ability of the state to control the narrative.
By creating decentralized digital spaces, early activists laid the groundwork for future transnational collaborations. It established the internet as a vital site of political education. The surge in digital activism is a direct response to severe economic hardships. Across sub-Saharan Africa, youth face massive barriers to entering the formal economy. According to official reports, the youth unemployment rate in South Africa is an alarming 60.9% for young people aged 15 to 24. For those aged 25 to 34, the rate remains high at 40.6%. Similarly, Kenyan youth make up over one-third of the population, but suffer from an underemployment and unemployment rate estimated at 67%. These young people are frequently locked out of stable jobs. The International Labor Organization reports that while young Africans participate heavily in the labor force, they face severe work deficits. Most are trapped in low-paying, informal work without any social safety nets. This struggle for survival is a modern chapter in how Black communities have fought for economic justice against oppressive state structures. Therefore, protests are not merely political debates. They are urgent fights for basic survival and economic exclusion. Consequently, economic exclusion has created a highly volatile social climate.
The gap between the ruling elite and the working class continues to expand. This exclusion fuels the widespread demand for structural reform. When the state fails to provide basic economic security, young citizens turn to digital coordination. They bypass traditional systems to secure their livelihood and build mutual aid networks. Traditional avenues of financial support are highly vulnerable to government interference. This reality became clear during the NSARS protests in Nigeria in October 2020. When citizens protested police brutality, they raised funds for medical and legal aid. However, the Central Bank of Nigeria quickly ordered commercial banks to freeze the accounts of prominent organizers. This financial block threatened to crush the entire movement. In response, the feminist coalition transitioned to cryptocurrency to secure their funding. They began accepting Bitcoin donations through an independent, self-hosted BTC Pay server. Because BTC Pay server is a free, non-custodial, open-source processor, it routes payments directly to private wallets. No central authority exists to shut down or censor the platform. The coalition raised over $350,000 to sustain the protests entirely outside of state regulation. Thus, decentralized finance became a crucial shield against state aggression. This financial shift demonstrated that cryptocurrency is more than just an investment asset. It acts as a shield against administrative violence. By removing centralized intermediaries, activists retained complete control over their resources.
The success of the Feminist Coalition established a new standard for global activism. It showed how grassroots groups can remain funded even during severe political crackdowns. As digital organizing grew, activists realized they needed physical spaces to coordinate. This need led to the creation of the African social movement's Baraza. The word Baraza comes from Swahili, representing a horizontal, democratic assembly for public dialogue. In February 2018, the Pan-African Foundation Trust Africa launched the first gathering in Zimbabwe. Their goal was to bridge physical and digital spaces while facilitating experience sharing across national borders. The third Baraza took place in Accra, Ghana, from April 14 to 16, 2025. Co-hosted by Trust Africa and the Ghana Center for Democratic Development, the event focused heavily on movement power. Activists discussed how decentralized tools can bypass government blockades to sustain struggles.
They also advocated for a borderless Africa to improve continental mobility. Through these discussions, independent civil society organizations provided a vital platform for grassroots leaders. Furthermore, the Baraza serves as a critical counterweight to state-controlled media. It allows organizers to build direct, peer-to-peer alliances. In these spaces, activists from South Africa, Kenya, and Nigeria share practical digital tactics. This cross-border solidarity strengthens grassroots efforts across the continent. By working together, they challenge the historical fragmentation imposed by colonial boundaries. The lessons from earlier protests shaped the historic youth uprising in Kenya during mid-2024. Young Kenyans launched massive demonstrations against a controversial finance bill that proposed harsh tax increases.
Protesters declared their movement to be leaderless and tribeless to prevent government co-optation. To maintain momentum, they deployed a highly sophisticated digital toolkit. The youth utilized artificial intelligence alongside standard social media tools. They built specialized custom GPT models, such as Finance Bill GPT, to translate complex tax documents into plain Swahili. Ordinary citizens could create these models without coding knowledge, making public data highly accessible. Additionally, activists used crowdsourcing to flood legislators with over 30,000 constituent text messages. To support medical care for injured peers, they raised over 31 million Kenyan shillings through localized crowdfunding platforms like Mchanga. This effort showed a remarkable degree of grassroots coordination. The use of technology in Kenya went beyond simple coordination. It democratized the understanding of fiscal policy. By translating the 300-page finance bill into regional dialects, activists ensured that every citizen could participate in the debate. This approach dismantled the monopoly of the elite on political knowledge. It empowered a highly informed generation to demand transparency and fiscal accountability. The rapid adoption of decentralized finance is changing the landscape of resistance. Traditional banks are easily controlled by state directives. Consequently, sub-Saharan Africa has become one of the fastest-growing cryptocurrency markets globally. Between July 2024 and June 2025, the region received over $205 billion in on-chain value. Nigeria ranks second globally in grassroots crypto adoption, with over 10% of its population owning digital assets. In these regions, everyday citizens rely on peer-to-peer networks. The market is dominated by retail-sized transfers under $10,000 rather than institutional speculation. Additionally, mobile money platforms tied to SIM cards allow users to send funds via basic text messages. Although mobile money is centralized and run by telecom companies, shutting it down is economically catastrophic for governments. Therefore, states face severe friction when trying to enforce financial crackdowns on these systems during times of crisis. These digital networks provide the financial bedrock for survival. Additionally, the decentralized nature of these financial networks protects individual user privacy. Traditional banking systems require extensive documentation that states can easily weaponize. In contrast, peer-to-peer crypto transactions allow individuals to operate outside state surveillance. This financial autonomy is crucial for organizers who face targeted persecutions. As a result, digital assets have become a permanent fixture of modern political resistance. The struggle against economic exclusion and state violence is not confined to the continent. There is a deep, reciprocal relationship between continental African movements and the global black diaspora.
Protesters in Nigeria directly connected their End SARS campaign to the global Black Lives Matter movement. Both groups share a common battle against state-sanctioned violence and institutional oppression. During the 2020 protests, international diaspora chapters organized solidarity rallies in major Western cities. They actively raised awareness online and set up transnational crowdfunding campaigns. This international funding bypassed local banking restrictions, delivering direct aid to activists on the ground. This transnational cooperation demonstrates the astonishing resilience of the global Black family. By cross-pollinating digital tactics, global networks are driving a revolutionary systemic change that unites Black political identity across the globe. This shared struggle highlights the global nature of systemic exclusion.
Activists in both regions utilize digital tools to amplify suppressed voices.
They build international pressure that makes it difficult for local governments to hide abuses. By connecting domestic issues to global movements, they foster a deep sense of Pan-African solidarity. This collective effort continues to challenge oppression on multiple fronts. The intersection of youth-led movements and decentralized technology is rewriting the rules of political engagement. Historically, state crackdowns relied on physical intimidation, media blackouts, and financial strangulations. Today, the decentralized nature of modern activism makes these authoritarian playbooks increasingly obsolete. Young people are no longer waiting for traditional political parties to represent their interests. They are building their own systems of governance and mutual aid. By bypassing traditional banking structures with Bitcoin and mobilizing online, Africa's youth have built a resilient ecosystem. As economic exclusion continues to impact the continent's massive demographic majority, these digital tools are essential. They are the very infrastructure of survival and systemic reform. The lessons shared at the Barraza indicate that the future of African resistance is decentralized, digital, and global. Copyright African Elements.